Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Alonso bragged to Brian about his relationship with both Benicia and Shelley. Denzel and Alexis discussed the new FPSO which is about to be sent to Guyana. He told Alexis that he was fond of a 40-year-old woman, which surprised her. Catalina and Myrtle came in, and they lamented the rising prices of commodities, and Myrtle opined that more people should cultivate kitchen gardens. We now join Monica and Lawrence at home.
China as stupid.
Monica, love, is where we get these lovely tomatoes.
Sister Myrtle sent them with Denzel. I tell she I would pay for them, but she said she don't want no money.
Nice. These tomatoes grow with good compost, rain, and sunlight.
And they're sweet, Lawrence. I just eat one.
When we hear people complaining about the prices in the market, it's good we have people in Morondoy like Myrtle who are willing to share our produce.
That is what we got to get back to on a larger scale. You plant Bora, I plant Callaloo, we give each other some.
Yes, I understand how the flood affect the farmers, but gosh, some of them exploiting people.
Me and Denzel actually got into a conversation about that. Gosh, that young man is too smart and so handsome.
All them children big. Just now you can bring a grandchild to Catalina.
Well, his sister Alexis done married.
I heard she and Simon's son they getting a divorce.
Well, according to Myrtle, it call off.
Well, yes.
You know them young people.
I tell you.
Anyway, help me cut up this okra. I want to uncook and clean up before we go over by Ryan and Divine.
You see them clouds out there? Look like we can get more rain this afternoon.
As long as the place in flood, it could rain how much it wants. The clothes gonna dry eventually.
Oh, shoot!
What?
I forgot by the lotto place. You know what? I get four numbers on the last draw.
And that is how much money?
You just get a 2,000 when you get four numbers.
Well, let me hope next time you get all the numbers from the big jackpot. We could do with a couple $1,000,000.
You're telling me? Remind me later, let me pass by the agent and collect me 2,000. I'm going to invest in more tickets.
Okay.
One day we're going to win big.
By the way, you hear somebody from Marunda in the COVID ICU?
You're lying.
Yes. You know they got some skits in Better Harvest? It's somebody for them.
Oh, Father Monico. Like this COVID thing ain't gonna done. Every minute you turn, so is somebody dead or in the ICU?
And people still in taking the precaution.
Look at grateful every morning. You just make the concoction with the ginger, turmeric, moringa, lemon, and salt. Although we take the vaccine, you got to continue working on the immune system.
Exactly.
Well, whoever it is, I hope they don't pass out.
I hope they take the vaccine, because you stand a better chance, don't we?
Every minute you're hearing about a new variant. A couple weeks back, I read that the Delta variant could transmit more easily.
Yes.
Father God, help us. I'm fed up.
I don't know if it's too late for a lockdown now in Guyana. The way this thing's spreading.
We got to do something. This thing out of control and it's frightening me.
Honey, you don't stress, because whatever measure they put in place, we still got to take personal responsibility. If we don't need to go out, we ain't going nowhere.
I agree. We could lie right in the yard and get little good vitamin D in the morning from the sun whenever it ain't raining.
And we got to keep up the little exercise. Exercise, sunlight, all of the good for the immune system.
Yes.
And we got to tell Ryan and Divine too, because COVID affecting even children now.
Exactly.
I ain't able for nothing happen to baby Emmanuel.
Monica, don't say that.
Anyway, let me hurry and do what we need to do. We got to meet by them for four.
All right. Let me use the washroom quick first. You tell me about this person in the ICU, I don't get an instant headache.
Don't worry, love. We got to be calm, because if we stress out, it can only weaken the immune system. We got to keep a positive mindset.
You know what I don't understand with you, Sister Patsy? COVID tearing tail and every day you on the road. You ain't frightened you end up in the ICU?
I rebuke you, Ignatius. If you don't end up there, I gonna end up there.
I just saying, you are an older woman and you need to be more careful.
Older woman? I look like I pass 60.
What are you doing at my office?
Quiet as it is kept. I assure you older than me, Ignatius.
Whatever, lady. What's your business?
Look, it's better I glam away and don't tell you this little news about your wife, Shelley.
What news?
I see she somewhere.
Where?
I happened to be at Republic Bank yesterday and I see Shelley and your nephew down there.
She and my nephew?
Yes, the boy is not your nephew. The one that there with the Venezuelan girl.
You saw Shelley and Alonso at Republic Bank? Doing what?
Look, I could be wrong. Maybe they didn't go there together. Maybe it's a case where they just meet up at the bank.
Did they seem cordial?
Well, there's it. What caught my attention is that they seem to be arguing strong outside the bank. Look, it just looks strange to me. The two of them are friends.
Well, I mean, he was living with us, so I figured they would have formed some friendship.
But why would Shelley be arguing with him?
Ah, you know what? Probably it has to do with Benicia's pregnancy.
Wait. The Venezuelan girl pregnant?
Yes, and Alonso not too pleased. He doesn't want the child.
Okay then.
Shelley and I were discussing it, so maybe she ran into him and brought it up and they argued.
Well, that would make a lot of sense, because I tell you, Shelley looked really upset.
They argue long?
About 2 minutes, then Shelley jumped in, she can't drive off.
Yeah, that probably was it. I will ask her about it.
Well, the only reason I come and tell you is because I thought it looked a little strange. Don't say I'm trying for cause problems in your marriage.
It's okay. Thanks for telling me.
But Ignatius, you don't be nervous.
About what?
Shelley is such a beautiful young woman. You don't frighten some young man snatch you up?
Nobody can snatch Shelley if she doesn't want to be snatched.
But there's a lot of temptation out there. And let's face it, you're getting big. You're not in your 50s or even 60s anymore.
Patsy, how you know my age?
I just estimating you're about long.
If that is all, enjoy the rest of the day.
Ignatius, you know you can get to a point where no little blue pilling will help you no more, right? What are you going to do then?
Patsy, I'll have you know I'm a man who uses me good herbal remedies. I have a proper diet and I exercise. Trust me, I am more vigorous and virile than most of these younger men.
Ignatius, your muscles say certain things.
Lady.
Now you got my mind going and I'm feeling buzzy.
Good day, Sister Patsy.
Looking at you now, you don't look too bad for a big man. And now I know everything ain't working hard, though.
Patsy, leave my office.
Ryan, Daddy and Auntie Monica can be here just now. We need to get ready.
Can't we just skip this thing and stay home, Divine? It looked like we can get a little rain just now.
We have to be careful. I already had one pregnancy scare.
And?
Ryan, Emmanuel is not even 6 months yet. I don't want another baby anytime soon.
It has been nice when they're close in age. They could grow up together.
You're just saying that because you're not the one who will have morning sickness and get fat for 9 months. Not to mention having to recover after giving birth.
All right. I'm not putting any pressure on you, babes. Whenever you're ready.
Good. Now let's get dressed.
All right.
Ryan.
What?
You realize you left the iron and everything else plugged in?
My bad.
We got to do better with conserving.
I know, but does it really make a big difference on the light bill?
Yes. I told you. Since the power utility upgrade and me being more electricity conscious, I have seen a difference.
Well, you're the one that handles the bills.
Conserving is not only for saving money, it's for the good of the planet too.
I know. Because when we conserve, you help reduce the amount of toxic fumes the power plants give off.
And you would have done your part to protect the environment.
I think this is a message that needs to spread. I'm sure a lot of people didn't know the damage they're contributing to the earth.
We need to think about Emmanuel them generation and the ones after that.
Yeah.
If we're careless and keep contributing to the damage of the earth, what kind of earth they gonna inherit?
For my son, I can make a big effort to be more conscious about conserving. Sometimes you just forget.
I know, babe.
We really need to do more to educate villagers.
Not only Murundi, everywhere in Guyana.
Everywhere in the world, as a matter of fact.
But you got some people who don't even believe in climate change.
I know.
So some people can do whatever they want regardless of how much they're informed.
Well, the good thing is that some will listen.
Daddy and Auntie Monica here.
I'll get it.
Whew. The rain just bust. Divine, you sure y'all still want to go out?
Well, it's an indoor activity.
Divine, y'all be careful. I don't like how the COVID thing's spreading.
I know we need to be careful, Daddy.
Yeah, we got this.
The place is big where we go in, so we'll be able to properly social distance. Plus, everybody has to wear a mask, sanitize, and check the temperature before entering.
Good.
Still try, eh? Me and Monica big and we can't afford to catch COVID and end up in the ICU. I hear somebody from Better Harvest in there.
Oh, shoots! Yep.
Well, I hope they make it. Emmanuel can wake up in about half an hour. I left 3 8-ounce bottles of breast milk in the fridge. You just have to warm it when he's ready.
Wonderful.
I feed any fuss. Yeah, allow me. I wait long enough for my grandson.
And sure he loves it when granddad feeds him.
All right. We got to go.
We can be gone for about 3 hours.
All right, no problem. Take care.
Yeah, careful, yeah?
Yeah, Daddy.
You want a pinch of mine and wake you up now?
Lawrence.
What? I want to play with you.
Let the child sleep.
All right, man. I wonder if Shelly and Ignatius can pass. You know, there's always pop up when you over here.
I hope everything all right with them.
You still think Shelly got something going on with Ignatius' nephew?
I ain't think, Lawrence. I know the for a fact. Trust me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.